Are you tired of feeling lost in the early morning haze? Do you yearn to start your day with a sense of purpose and focus? What if you could harness the power of the morning to unlock your full potential and achieve extraordinary things? Join us on this transformative journey as we delve into the timeless wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, the revered Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher. Inspired by his teachings, we'll uncover 10 powerful lessons that will revolutionize your mornings and, ultimately, your entire life. Imagine waking up each day with unwavering clarity, knowing exactly what you want to achieve and how to get there. Picture yourself brimming with energy and enthusiasm, ready to tackle any challenge that comes your way. Envision a life where your mornings are not a frantic race against the clock, but a sacred ritual that sets the stage for a day of focus, productivity, and fulfillment. This is not just a pipe dream. It's your birthright. And with the help of Marcus Aurelius's profound insights, you can make it your reality. By the end of this journey, you'll have the tools and knowledge you need to own your mornings and transform your life. You'll wake up each day with a renewed sense of purpose, focus, and energy. You'll be more productive, more resilient, and more fulfilled. You'll be living the life you were meant to live. So, are you ready to take the first step? Are you ready to unlock the power of the morning and unleash your full potential? Let's dive in and discover the 10 life-changing lessons that will help you own your morning and transform your life. Lesson 1. Find your ikigai, your North Star for a life that doesn't suck. All right, folks, let's dive into a concept that'll blow your mind, ikigai. Nope, it's not some exotic sushi roll or a new yoga pose. It's a Japanese philosophy that roughly translates to reason for being. Think of it as your own personal North Star, guiding you towards a life that's not just bearable, but freaking awesome. The daily grind. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Wake up, work, eat, sleep, repeat. It's like Groundhog Day, but with less Bill Murray and more existential dread. We all have those moments where we wonder, what's the point of all this? Well, my friends, that's where Ikigai comes in. It's that sweet spot where your passion, your mission, your vocation, and your profession all intersect. It's what gets you out of bed in the morning, what makes you feel alive, what gives your life meaning and purpose. As the Japanese proverb goes, only staying active will make you want to live 100 years. But we could also say, only finding your ikigai will make you want to live 100 years and actually enjoy them. The philosophical connection. The concept of ikigai might seem new agey, but it actually has deep roots in ancient philosophy. Aristotle, for example, talked about eudaimonia, which is often translated as happiness, but is more accurately described as flourishing or living well. For Aristotle, eudaimonia wasn't just about feeling good in the moment. It was about living a life of virtue, purpose, and meaning. It was about using your unique talents and abilities to contribute to the world and leave a lasting legacy. Sounds a lot like ikigai, doesn't it? So, how do you find your ikigai? It's not as hard as you think. 1. What sparks joy? What are you passionate about? What activities make you lose track of time? What do you love to do, even if you don't get paid for it? Make a list of everything that brings you joy and fulfillment. 2. What are you good at? What are your natural talents and skills? What do you excel at? What do people compliment you on? Make a list of your strengths and abilities. 3. What does the world need? What problems need solving? What injustices need to be addressed? What can you contribute to make the world a better place? Make a list of the things that matter to you and that you believe are important. 4. What can you get paid for? Let's be real. We all need to make a living. What are your marketable skills? What kind of work can you do that will pay the bills and also align with your passions and values? Now, look for the overlap between these four areas. That's where your ikigai lies. It's the sweet spot where your passion, your mission, your vocation, and your profession all come together. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The teacher who loves to learn. A teacher who's passionate about education and helping students grow finds their ikigai in the classroom. They're not just teaching for a paycheck, they're fulfilling their purpose and making a difference in the world. The artist who creates for a cause. An artist who's passionate about social justice uses their art to raise awareness and inspire action. They're not just creating art for art's sake. They're using their talents to make a positive impact on the world. The entrepreneur who solves problems. An entrepreneur who's passionate about technology and innovation starts a company to solve a real-world problem. They're not just in it for the money. They're driven by a desire to make a difference and leave their mark on the world. The bottom line. Finding your ikigai is not about finding the perfect job or the perfect life. It's about finding what makes you tick, what gets you excited, what makes you feel alive. It's about aligning your actions with your values and your passions and creating a life that's meaningful, purposeful, and fulfilling. As the Japanese say, the person who finds their ikigai never retires. So, go out there and find yours. Your life will never be the same. If you're enjoying this video and finding it helpful, don't forget to like and share. Let us know you want more by leaving a comment that says, "Keep it up." Lesson 2. Prepare for success the night before. Your evening ritual for a stoic morning. All right, folks, let's talk about prepping for success like a stoic boss. No, we're not talking about cramming for a test or doing an all-nighter before a big presentation. Although, hey, we've all been there. We're talking about the power of creating an evening routine that sets you up for a smooth, productive, and dare I say, even enjoyable morning. The morning mayhem. Let's face it, mornings can be a chaotic mess. The alarm goes off, you hit snooze a few dozen times, then stumble out of bed feeling groggy and disoriented. You rush through your routine, skipping breakfast, forgetting your keys, and generally feeling like you're already behind before the day even starts. But what if I told you that you could transform your mornings from a frantic scramble into a zen-like experience? The secret, my friends, lies in the power of preparation. The Stoic strategy. The ancient Stoics like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca were all about discipline, routine, and intentional living. They understood that the way we start our day sets the tone for everything that follows. As Marcus Aurelius put it, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." But he also recognized that our mornings can easily be hijacked by distractions, anxieties, and a lack of preparation. So, how do we channel our inner stoic and create an evening routine that paves the way for a successful morning? 1. Digital detox. In today's hyper-connected world, we're constantly bombarded with notifications, emails, and social media updates. This can wreak havoc on our sleep and leave us feeling frazzled and overwhelmed in the morning. So, an hour or two before bed, put down your phone, turn off your laptop, and disconnect from the digital world. Read a book, take a bath, or simply relax and unwind. 2. Brain dump. Are you the type of person whose mind races with thoughts and worries as soon as your head hits the pillow? If so, try a brain dump. Grab a notebook and write down everything that's on your mind. To-do lists, worries, ideas, anything that's taking up mental space. This can help you clear your head and relax, knowing that you've captured your thoughts and can address them later. 3. Mindful prep. Take a few minutes to prepare for the next day. Lay out your clothes, pack your lunch, gather your work materials, and do anything else that will make your morning routine smoother and more efficient. As the saying goes, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. 4. Relax and recharge. Before bed, engage in activities that help you relax and recharge. This might include reading, listening to calming music, taking a warm bath, or practicing meditation or deep breathing exercises. A good night's sleep is essential for a productive morning, so make sure you're prioritizing rest and relaxation. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The Night Owl Entrepreneur. A busy entrepreneur who struggles to get up in the morning starts a digital detox routine. They set a no-screens rule after 9 p.m., read a book before bed, and practice mindfulness meditation to calm their mind and prepare for sleep. As a result, they wake up feeling more refreshed, focused, and ready to tackle the day. The Anxious Student. A college student who's constantly stressed about exams and deadlines starts a brain dump practice. Each night they write down their worries, to-do lists, and any other thoughts that are keeping them up at night. This helps them to let go of their anxieties and get a better night's sleep. The Working Parent. A working parent who's always juggling multiple responsibilities starts a mindful prep routine. Each evening they lay out their clothes for the next day, pack their kids' lunches, and make sure their work bag is ready to go. This helps them to avoid the morning rush and start their day feeling more organized and in control. The Bottom Line. Your evening routine is not just about getting ready for bed. It's about setting the stage for a successful morning, a productive day, and a fulfilling life. By incorporating Stoic principles of discipline, intentionality, and preparation into your evening routine, you can transform your mornings from chaotic to calm, from stressful to successful. As the philosopher Seneca said, "The path to a tranquil life is through good habits." So, start building those good habits tonight and wake up tomorrow feeling like a Stoic superhero. Lesson 3. Wake up consistently, your Stoic alarm clock. Hack. All right, folks, let's talk about waking up. Not the hit snooze five times then panic kind of waking up, but the rise and shine like a freaking champion kind. We're diving into the ancient philosophy of consistent wake-up times and how it can supercharge your day, your life, and maybe even your karma. The snooze button. Struggle. We've all been there, right? The alarm goes off, and it's like a battle between your willpower and the warm embrace of your bed. You hit snooze, promising yourself just 5 more minutes, but those 5 minutes turn into 10, then 15, and before you know it, you're rushing out the door, half-dressed and with a bagel hanging out of your mouth. But what if I told you that there's a better way, a way to wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to conquer the world? The secret, my friends, lies in consistency. The Stoic Sleep Schedule. The ancient Stoics, those wise dudes from way back when, were all about discipline, routine, and living in accordance with nature. They understood that our bodies have natural rhythms, and that by aligning our sleep-wake cycle with those rhythms, we can optimize our energy, focus, and overall well-being. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca put it, "Begin at once to live and count each separate day as a separate life." But how can you live each day to the fullest if you're constantly hitting the snooze button and starting your day in a groggy haze? The science of sleep, it's not just for narcoleptics. Modern science backs up the Stoics on this one. Our bodies have an internal clock called the circadian rhythm, which regulates our sleep-wake cycle. When we stick to a consistent sleep schedule, we reinforce this rhythm, making it easier to fall asleep at night and wake up feeling refreshed in the morning. Research has also shown that consistent sleep schedules can improve mood, cognitive function, and even physical health. So basically, waking up at the same time each day is like giving your brain a high five and your body a fist bump. Your Stoic alarm clock hack: no cold showers required. 1. Set a realistic bedtime. Don't try to go from night owl to early bird overnight. Gradually adjust your bedtime until you're getting the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night. 2. Stick to it, even on weekends. I know, sleeping in on weekends is tempting, but resist the urge. By maintaining a consistent sleep schedule, even on weekends, you'll reinforce your circadian rhythm and make it easier to wake up on Monday morning. 3. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Wind down before bed with calming activities like reading, taking a warm bath, or listening to soothing music. Avoid screens and stimulating activities that can interfere with sleep. 4. Make your bedroom a sleep sanctuary. Keep your bedroom cool, dark, and quiet. Invest in a comfortable mattress and pillows. Make your bedroom a place where your body and mind can relax and recharge. 5. Don't hit snooze. When your alarm goes off, get up. Resist the temptation to hit snooze. The more you snooze, the groggier you'll feel. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The CEO who wakes up at 5 a.m. Many successful CEOs, like Apple's Tim Cook and Disney's Bob Iger, are known for their early morning routines. They use the quiet hours before the rest of the world wakes up to exercise, meditate, read, or simply enjoy a cup of coffee in peace. The athlete who prioritizes sleep. Professional athletes understand the importance of sleep for recovery and performance. They often have strict sleep schedules and prioritize getting 8 to 10 hours of sleep each night. The student who aced their exams. A student who struggled with procrastination and poor sleep habits decided to adopt a consistent sleep schedule. They started going to bed and waking up at the same time each day, and they noticed a significant improvement in their energy levels, focus, and academic performance. The bottom line: waking up consistently is not just about being punctual. It's about taking control of your day, your life, and your destiny. By aligning your sleep-wake cycle with your body's natural rhythms, you can unlock a whole new level of energy, focus, and productivity. As the philosopher Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. So, make waking up on time a habit and watch as your life transforms into something extraordinary. Lesson 4. Win the first hour. The Stoic art of conquering your morning. All right, early birds and night owls alike, let's talk about winning the first hour of your day. No, we're not talking about beating the traffic or snagging the best parking spot. Although, hey, those are nice perks. We're talking about seizing those precious moments after you wake up and setting yourself up for a day of focus, productivity, and all-around awesomeness. The snooze button struggle. We all know the feeling. The alarm goes off, and our first instinct is to hit the snooze button and burrow back under the covers. But those extra few minutes of sleep often leave us feeling groggy and disoriented, and we end up rushing through our morning routine, feeling stressed and behind before we even get started. The Stoics, those wise philosophers of ancient Greece and Rome, had a different approach. They believed that the way we start our day sets the tone for everything that follows. As Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, famously said, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." So, how do we dye our souls with the right colors in the morning? How do we win that first hour and set ourselves up for a day of triumph? 1. The power of intention. Before you even open your eyes, take a few moments to set an intention for your day. What do you want to accomplish? How do you want to feel? Visualize yourself moving through your day with purpose, focus, and ease. This simple act of intention setting can have a profound impact on your mindset and your actions. 2. Mindful movement. Instead of jumping out of bed and immediately checking your phone, take a few minutes to move your body mindfully. This could be a few gentle stretches, some light yoga, or even just a few minutes of deep breathing. The goal is to wake up your body and mind gradually and intentionally, rather than jolting them awake with a sudden burst of adrenaline. 3. Fuel your focus. What you put into your body in the morning can have a big impact on your energy levels and focus throughout the day. Instead of grabbing a sugary pastry or skipping breakfast altogether, opt for a nourishing meal that will fuel your body and brain. Think whole grains, protein, healthy fats, and plenty of fruits and vegetables. 4. Feed your mind. Just as you need to fuel your body with healthy food, you also need to feed your mind with healthy thoughts. Instead of scrolling through social media or checking the news first thing in the morning, which can be a major source of stress and anxiety, spend a few minutes reading something inspiring or uplifting. This could be a passage from a book, a quote from a philosopher, or even a few lines of poetry. 5. Tackle a tiny task. One of the best ways to get your day started on the right foot is to accomplish something, no matter how small. This could be making your bed, doing a quick chore, or even just writing down a few things you're grateful for. The act of completing a task, even a tiny one, gives you a sense of accomplishment and momentum that can carry you through the rest of your day. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The creative writer. A writer who struggles with procrastination starts their day with a mindful movement routine. They do some gentle stretches, followed by a few minutes of deep breathing and meditation. This helps them to clear their head, get their creative juices flowing, and feel more energized and focused to start writing. The busy executive. A high-powered executive who's always on the go starts their day with a healthy breakfast and a few minutes of reading something inspiring. This helps them to avoid the temptation of grabbing a sugary snack or getting sucked into the news cycle, and instead sets them up for a day of clear thinking and decisive action. The stressed-out parent. A parent who's constantly juggling work and family responsibilities starts their day by making their bed and tackling one small chore. This simple act of accomplishment gives them a sense of control and order in their otherwise chaotic life. The bottom line. Winning the first hour is not about being perfect or having a rigid routine. It's about being intentional, mindful, and proactive in how you start your day. By incorporating some of these Stoic-inspired practices into your morning routine, you can set yourself up for a day of focus, productivity, and fulfillment. As the philosopher Epictetus said, "The key is to keep company only with people who uplift you, whose presence calls forth your best." The same goes for the thoughts and actions you allow into your mind and life in the first hour of your day. Choose wisely and watch your days transform. If you're enjoying this video and finding it helpful, don't forget to like and share. Let us know you want more by leaving a comment that says, "Keep it up." Lesson 5. Mindful movement, the Stoics' guide to waking up your body and mind. All right, folks, let's talk about mindful movement. No, we're not talking about joining a cult or chanting Om for hours on end, although, hey, if that's your thing, more power to you. We're talking about the simple yet powerful practice of moving your body with intention and awareness, especially in those crucial moments after you wake up. The morning zombie shuffle. We've all been there. You wake up feeling stiff, groggy, and about as flexible as a rusty robot. You stumble out of bed, barely able to put one foot in front of the other, and your brain feels like it's stuck in a fog. But what if I told you that you could transform your mornings from a zombie shuffle into a graceful awakening? The secret, my friends, lies in the power of mindful movement. The Stoic connection. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers of ancient Greece and Rome, understood the importance of taking care of both body and mind. They believed that physical health and mental clarity were interconnected, and that by cultivating a healthy body, we could also cultivate a healthy mind. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca put it, "It is exercise alone that supports the spirits and keeps the mind in vigor." But for the Stoics, exercise wasn't just about building muscle or burning calories. It was about moving their bodies with intention and awareness, connecting with their physical selves, and cultivating a sense of inner peace and tranquility. So, how do we bring mindful movement into our mornings? 1. Gentle stretches. Start your day with a few gentle stretches. This could be as simple as reaching your arms overhead, touching your toes, or doing some basic yoga poses. The goal is to wake up your muscles, increase blood flow, and improve flexibility. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus said, "We must exercise ourselves in small things, and from there progress to things of greater value." 2. Mindful walking. If you have time, take a short walk outside. Pay attention to the feeling of your feet hitting the ground, the sensation of the air on your skin, and the sights and sounds around you. This can help you to clear your head, connect with nature, and set a positive tone for your day. 3. Deep breathing. No matter what type of movement you choose, be sure to incorporate deep breathing. Inhale slowly and deeply through your nose, filling your belly with air, then exhale slowly through your mouth. This can help to calm your nervous system, reduce stress, and increase oxygen flow to your brain. 4. Listen to your body. The most important thing is to listen to your body and move in a way that feels good to you. Don't push yourself too hard, especially if you're just starting out. The goal is to cultivate a sustainable practice that you can enjoy and benefit from over the long term. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The desk jockey. A person who works a sedentary job starts their day with a few minutes of desk yoga. They do some simple stretches and twists to loosen up their muscles and improve their posture. This helps them to feel more energized and focused throughout the workday. The stressed-out student. A student who's feeling overwhelmed by exams and deadlines starts their day with a mindful walk in the park. They focus on their breath, the feeling of their feet on the ground, and the beauty of nature around them. This helps them to clear their head, reduce stress, and approach their studies with a calmer and more focused mindset. The new parent. A new parent who's struggling with sleep deprivation and exhaustion starts their day with some gentle stretches and deep breathing exercises. This helps them to wake up their body, increase their energy levels, and feel more equipped to handle the challenges of parenting. The bottom line. Mindful movement is not about becoming a fitness fanatic or achieving peak physical performance. It's about cultivating a deeper connection with your body, improving your physical and mental well-being, and setting a positive tone for your day. As the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius said, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." By incorporating mindful movement into your morning routine, you can improve the quality of your thoughts, your actions, and ultimately, your life. So, ditch the morning zombie shuffle and embrace the power of mindful movement. Your body and mind will thank you. Lesson 6. Practice gratitude, the Stoic secret weapon for a happier morning and life. All right, folks, let's talk about gratitude. No, we're not talking about sending thank you notes or being polite, although those things are important too. We're talking about the powerful practice of cultivating a deep sense of appreciation for the good things in your life, both big and small. The gratitude gap. In our fast-paced, always-on world, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of daily life. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us that we need more, that we're not enough, that we're missing out. This can lead to a sense of dissatisfaction, envy, and even resentment. But what if I told you that there's a simple yet powerful antidote to this negativity? The secret, my friends, lies in the practice of gratitude. The Stoic perspective. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers of ancient Greece and Rome, were big on gratitude. They understood that focusing on the good in our lives, rather than dwelling on what we lack, is essential for happiness and well-being. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca put it, "True happiness is to enjoy the present, without anxious dependence upon the future, not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient, for he that is so wants nothing." The Stoics didn't just talk about gratitude, they practiced it daily. They kept gratitude journals, wrote letters of thanks, and made a conscious effort to appreciate the simple pleasures of life. So, how do we practice gratitude like a Stoic? 1. Start a gratitude journal. This is one of the simplest and most effective ways to cultivate gratitude. Each morning, take a few minutes to write down 3 to 5 things you're grateful for. These can be anything from your health and family to a sunny day or a delicious cup of coffee. The key is to be specific and focus on the positive emotions associated with each item on your list. 2. Express your gratitude. Don't just keep your gratitude to yourself. Share it with others. Tell your loved ones how much you appreciate them, thank your co-workers for their help, or leave a positive review for a business you enjoyed. Expressing gratitude not only makes others feel good, but it also reinforces your own feelings of appreciation. 3. Savor the moment. Take time to truly appreciate the good things in your life. When you're enjoying a delicious meal, pause for a moment to savor the flavors and textures. When you're spending time with loved ones, put away your phone and be fully present. When you're experiencing something beautiful or inspiring, take a moment to soak it all in. 4. Find gratitude in challenges. This one might seem counterintuitive, but the Stoics believed that even challenges and setbacks can be opportunities for gratitude. When faced with adversity, try to find the silver lining. Maybe a difficult situation taught you a valuable lesson, or a setback forced you to reevaluate your priorities and make positive changes. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The overworked professional. A busy professional who's feeling stressed and overwhelmed starts a gratitude journal. Each morning they write down 3 things they're grateful for, such as their supportive spouse, their healthy children, and their comfortable home. This simple practice helps them to shift their focus from what's lacking in their life to what they have to be thankful for, leading to a greater sense of contentment and well-being. The struggling artist. An artist who's facing rejection and self-doubt starts a gratitude practice. They make a conscious effort to appreciate the small joys in their life, such as the beauty of nature, the support of their friends, and the opportunity to express their creativity through their art. This helps them to stay motivated and persevere through difficult times. The grieving friend. A person who's grieving the loss of a loved one finds solace in gratitude. They remember the good times they shared with their loved one, the lessons they learned from them, and the love and support they received from others during their time of grief. This helps them to heal and find meaning in their loss. The bottom line. Gratitude is not just a feel-good emotion. It's a powerful tool for transforming your life. By incorporating gratitude into your morning routine, you can improve your mental and physical health, strengthen your relationships, and cultivate a more positive and resilient outlook on life. As the Roman philosopher Cicero said, "Gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all others." So, start practicing gratitude today and watch your life blossom. Lesson 7. Reflect and plan. The Stoics' compass for navigating your day. Alright folks, let's talk about reflection and planning. No, we're not talking about staring at your navel or obsessing over every detail. Although hey, a little introspection never hurt anyone. We're talking about taking a few moments each morning to pause, reflect on your goals and priorities, and create a roadmap for your day. The autopilot trap. It's easy to get caught up in the daily grind and go through the motions without really thinking about what we're doing or why we're doing it. We wake up, check our phones, rush to work, and before we know it, the day is over and we haven't accomplished anything meaningful. But what if I told you that you could break free from this autopilot mode and live each day with intention and purpose? The secret, my friends, lies in the power of reflection and planning. The Stoic approach. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers of ancient Greece and Rome, were big on reflection and planning. They believed that by taking time to examine our thoughts, emotions, and actions, we could gain valuable insights into ourselves and our place in the world. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca put it, "The unexamined life is not worth living." But for the Stoics, reflection wasn't just about navel-gazing. It was about using self-awareness to make better choices, live in alignment with our values, and achieve our goals. So, how do we reflect and plan like a Stoic? 1. Morning meditation. Start your day with a few minutes of quiet contemplation. This could be a formal meditation practice, or simply a few moments of sitting in silence and focusing on your breath. The goal is to quiet your mind, clear away mental clutter, and create space for reflection. 2. Review your goals. Take a few minutes to review your long-term goals and priorities. What are you working towards? What's most important to you? This can help you to stay focused and motivated throughout the day. 3. Set daily intentions. Based on your goals and priorities, set a few intentions for the day. What do you want to accomplish? How do you want to show up in your interactions with others? Setting intentions can help you to stay on track and make choices that align with your values. 4. Create a to-do list. This might seem obvious, but a to-do list can be a powerful tool for productivity and focus. Write down the tasks you need to complete, prioritize them, and then tackle them one by one. The satisfaction of crossing items off your list can be a great motivator. 5. Evening review. At the end of the day, take a few minutes to reflect on how things went. Did you accomplish what you set out to do? What challenges did you face? What did you learn? This evening review can help you to identify areas for improvement and set yourself up for success the next day. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The overwhelmed entrepreneur. A busy entrepreneur who's feeling overwhelmed by their workload starts a morning meditation practice. They spend a few minutes each morning focusing on their breath and setting intentions for the day. This helps them to clear their head, prioritize their tasks, and approach their work with a calmer and more focused mindset. The career changer. A person who's in the midst of a career change uses their morning reflection time to review their goals and values. They ask themselves questions like, "What kind of work do I want to do?" and "What impact do I want to make in the world?" This helps them to stay focused on their long-term vision and make choices that align with their passions and purpose. The busy parent. A parent who's juggling work and family responsibilities uses their evening review time to reflect on their day and plan for the next. They make a to-do list for the following day, prioritize their tasks, and identify any potential challenges or obstacles that might arise. This helps them to feel more organized and in control, and to approach each day with a sense of purpose and direction. The bottom line. Reflection and planning are not just for philosophers and CEOs. They're essential tools for anyone who wants to live a more intentional and fulfilling life. By taking a few moments each day to pause, reflect, and plan, you can break free from the autopilot trap, gain clarity and focus, and make choices that align with your values and goals. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus said, "The chief task in life is simply this: to identify and separate matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals not under my control and which have to do with the choices I actually control." By practicing reflection and planning, you can gain greater control over your choices and create a life that truly reflects your values and aspirations. Lesson 8. Nourish your body. The Stoics' guide to fueling your mind and body for peak performance. All right, folks, let's talk about nourishing your body. No, we're not talking about fad diets or juice cleanses. Although, hey, if that's your thing, more power to you. We're talking about the simple yet profound act of fueling your body with wholesome, nutritious food that supports your physical and mental well-being. The breakfast battleground. We've all heard the saying, "Breakfast is the most important meal of the day." But in our fast-paced grab-and-go world, it's easy to skip breakfast altogether or settle for sugary cereals, processed pastries, or greasy fast food. But what if I told you that your breakfast choices could have a major impact on your energy levels, focus, mood, and overall health? The secret, my friends, lies in the power of nourishing your body with real, whole foods. The Stoic Connection. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers of ancient Greece and Rome, understood the importance of moderation and balance in all things, including food. They believed that what we eat affects not only our physical health, but also our mental clarity and emotional well-being. As the Stoic philosopher Epictetus put it, "No man is free who is not master of himself." This includes mastering our appetites and making conscious choices about what we put into our bodies. So, how do we nourish our bodies like a Stoic? 1. Prioritize protein. Protein is essential for building and repairing tissues, maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, and keeping you feeling full and satisfied. Start your day with a protein-rich breakfast, such as eggs, Greek yogurt, or a protein smoothie. 2. Embrace whole grains. Whole grains, such as oatmeal, quinoa, and brown rice, provide sustained energy, fiber, and essential nutrients. Avoid refined grains, such as white bread and sugary cereals, which can cause blood sugar spikes and crashes. 3. Load up on fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are packed with vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and fiber. Aim to fill half your plate with fruits and vegetables at every meal, including breakfast. 4. Choose healthy fats. Healthy fats, such as those found in avocados, nuts, seeds, and olive oil, are essential for brain health, hormone balance, and overall well-being. Avoid processed foods and trans fats, which can contribute to inflammation and chronic disease. 5. Hydrate. Water is essential for every bodily function, including digestion, circulation, and temperature regulation. Start your day with a glass of water and aim to drink plenty of fluids throughout the day. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The coffee addict. A person who relies on coffee to get through the morning switches to a protein-rich breakfast, such as eggs with avocado toast. They find that they have more sustained energy throughout the morning, without the jitters and crashes associated with caffeine. The sugar craver. A person with a sweet tooth starts their day with a bowl of oatmeal, topped with berries and nuts, instead of sugary cereal. They find that they feel more satisfied and energized, and their cravings for sweets throughout the day are reduced. The picky eater. A person who struggles to eat healthy foods starts incorporating more fruits and vegetables into their breakfast, such as adding spinach to their eggs or blending a handful of kale into their smoothie. They find that they enjoy the taste and feel better overall. The bottom line. Nourishing your body is not about deprivation or restriction. It's about making conscious choices to fuel your body with real, whole foods that support your physical and mental well-being. By prioritizing protein, whole grains, fruits, vegetables, healthy fats, and hydration, you can improve your energy levels, focus, mood, and overall health. As the Roman philosopher Seneca said, "The body should be treated like a good friend, to be cared for and nurtured, not abused and neglected." So, start treating your body like a good friend today and watch it thrive. Lesson 9. Create a calm space. The Stoic sanctuary for a serene morning. All right, folks, let's talk about creating a calm space. No, we're not talking about building a bunker or escaping to a deserted island. although hey, those might sound tempting on some days. We are talking about transforming your immediate environment into a sanctuary of peace and tranquility, especially in those crucial morning hours when you're setting the tone for your day. The morning mayhem, again. Let's face it, mornings can be a sensory overload. The blaring alarm clock, the clutter on your nightstand, the overflowing inbox on your computer screen. It's enough to make anyone feel stressed and overwhelmed before they've even had their first cup of coffee. But what if I told you that you could create a morning oasis, a haven of calm amidst the chaos? The secret, my friends, lies in the power of creating a calm space. The Stoic Sanctuary. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers of ancient Greece and Rome, understood the importance of having a place to retreat from the noise and distractions of the world. They often sought solace in nature, but they also recognized the value of creating a personal sanctuary within their own homes. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca put it, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it. Life is long enough, and a sufficiently generous amount has been given to us for the highest achievements if it were all well invested. Creating a calm space is an investment in your well-being, a way to ensure that your time and energy are well invested." So, how do we create a calm space? Like a Stoic. 1. Declutter. The Stoics believed in simplicity and minimalism. They understood that physical clutter can lead to mental clutter. So, start by decluttering your bedroom or workspace. Get rid of anything that doesn't serve a purpose or bring you joy. Keep surfaces clean and clear, and organize your belongings in a way that feels visually appealing and calming. 2. Natural light. Natural light has a powerful impact on our mood and energy levels. Open your curtains or blinds in the morning to let in the sunshine. If you don't have much natural light, consider investing in a daylight lamp. 3. Soothing sounds. The right sounds can create a sense of peace and tranquility. Play some calming music, nature sounds, or even white noise to drown out distractions and create a more serene atmosphere. 4. Aromatherapy. Certain scents, such as lavender, chamomile, and sandalwood, have been shown to promote relaxation and reduce stress. Light a scented candle, diffuse essential oils, or use a room spray to create a calming aroma in your space. 5. Personal touches. Add personal touches to your space that bring you joy and comfort. This could be a framed photo of loved ones, a piece of art that inspires you, or a plant that brings a touch of nature indoors. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The work from home warrior. A person who works from home creates a dedicated workspace in a quiet corner of their house. They declutter their desk, add a few plants, and play calming music while they work. This helps them to focus, reduce stress, and be more productive. The city dweller. A person who lives in a noisy city apartment creates a calm space in their bedroom. They invest in blackout curtains to block out light and noise. Use a white noise machine to create a peaceful atmosphere and keep their bedroom free of clutter. This helps them to get a good night's sleep and wake up feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. The busy parent. A parent with young children creates a calm space in their bathroom. They take a few minutes each morning to enjoy a hot shower, light a scented candle, and listen to relaxing music. This helps them to de-stress and recharge before starting their busy day. The bottom line. Creating a calm space is not about perfection or having a picture-perfect home. It's about making small changes to your environment that promote peace, tranquility, and well-being. By decluttering, incorporating natural light, soothing sounds, aromatherapy, and personal touches, you can transform your space into a sanctuary where you can relax, recharge, and start your day on the right foot. As the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." By creating a calm space, you are taking control of your environment and creating a space where you can find strength, clarity, and peace. Lesson 10. Set daily intentions, your Stoic roadmap for a purposeful day. All right, folks, let's talk about setting daily intentions. No, we're not talking about making empty promises to yourself or writing down a laundry list of things you'll never get to, although, hey, we've all been there. We're talking about the powerful practice of consciously choosing how you want to show up in the world each day and setting clear, actionable goals that align with your values and priorities. The drifting day. Dilemma. Ever feel like your days just kind of happen to you? You wake up, react to whatever comes your way, and before you know it, it's bedtime and you're not quite sure what you accomplished. It's like being on a boat with no rudder, drifting aimlessly through the sea of life. But what if I told you that you could take the helm and steer your own course? The secret, my friends, lies in the power of setting daily intentions. The Stoic strategy. The ancient Stoics, those wise philosophers of ancient Greece and Rome, were all about intentional living. They believed that by setting clear goals and focusing our attention on what we can control, we could live more fulfilling and meaningful lives. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca put it, "Our plans miscarry because they have no aim. When a man does not know what harbor he is making for, no wind is the right wind." Setting daily intentions is like choosing your harbor, so you can set your sails and harness the winds of opportunity. So, how do we set daily intentions like a Stoic? 1. Connect with your values. What's most important to you? What kind of person do you want to be? What impact do you want to have on the world? Take some time to reflect on your core values and principles. These will serve as your compass, guiding you towards your true north. 2. Choose your focus. What are your top priorities for the day? What do you need to accomplish? What do you want to experience? Choose a few key areas to focus on and let go of anything that doesn't align with your values or priorities. 3. Set SMART goals. Make your intentions specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Instead of saying, "I want to be more productive," say, "I will complete 3 important tasks by noon." This will help you to stay focused and track your progress. 4. Write it down. The act of writing down your intentions can make them more concrete and real. Keep a journal or a notepad by your bed and write down your intentions first thing in the morning. This will help you to start your day with purpose and clarity. 5. Review and reflect. Throughout the day, take a few moments to check in with yourself. Are you living in alignment with your intentions? Are you making choices that support your goals? If not, make adjustments as needed. Remember, setting intentions is not about being perfect. It's about making conscious choices and course correcting as you go. Let's explore how this concept is applied in daily life. The overwhelmed parent. A parent who's juggling work, childcare, and household responsibilities sets daily intentions to help them stay focused and prioritize their time. They might set an intention to spend quality time with their children after work, to prepare a healthy dinner, or to take a few minutes for themselves to relax and recharge. The creative professional. A creative professional who's feeling stuck in a rut sets daily intentions to spark their creativity and get their juices flowing. They might set an intention to spend an hour brainstorming new ideas, to experiment with a new technique, or to collaborate with a colleague on a project. The health enthusiast. A person who's committed to a healthy lifestyle sets daily intentions to support their well-being. They might set an intention to exercise for 30 minutes, to eat nourishing meals, or to get a good night's sleep. The bottom line. Setting daily intentions is not about adding more to your to-do list. It's about choosing how you want to show up in the world and making conscious choices that align with your values and priorities. By connecting with your values, choosing your focus, setting smart goals, writing it down, and reviewing and reflecting, you can transform your days from chaotic to purposeful, from reactive to proactive. As the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." By setting daily intentions, you are creating a roadmap for your day, a way to navigate the challenges and opportunities that come your way. So, take the helm, set your sails, and chart your own course towards a more fulfilling and meaningful life. As the morning sun casts its golden rays upon a new day, remember the wisdom imparted in these pages. Your ikigai lies within, waiting to be discovered. Prepare diligently, embrace discipline in the small victories, and awaken each day with steadfast consistency. Know that setbacks are but stepping stones. View them through the lens of self-compassion. Find strength and inspiration in an accountability partner. Remember your precious mortality, for it ignites a fire within your soul. Anticipate challenges with the calm composure that negative visualization confers. And above all, let gratitude for this extraordinary gift called life permeate your being. With these tools, you transform your morning from a chaotic prelude into a powerful launchpad for extraordinary accomplishments. And as you intentionally craft each sunrise, those purposeful hours weave together to form an enduring tapestry of life defined by focus, resilience, and the unwavering pursuit of all that makes your heart sing. May your days be filled with the profound joy and unwavering determination that a Stoic morning routine inspires. Go forth and live with intention, gratitude, and unwavering spirit.